We Need the Spirit of God by Sheila Kopp at havinggod.com. More and more these days, I feel that the Spirit of God is so important to have in our lives in order for us to accomplish the will of God. I feel like there is no way I can do what He desires for me to do without His Spirit. To me, I feel like Calvary was just the beginning of the revelation of God on this earth. If Jesus Christ decided to just go up to heaven after the third day, leaving the apostles to remember what He's done and what He had told them, without sending His Holy Ghost down to them, I don't think they would have been so powerful and successful in reaching and changing so many lives. There's no way Peter and John could have spoken up so boldly to the Jews in their time, the way they did when they were questioned and told not to preach in Jesus' name. Without the Spirit of God on the day of Pentecost, they couldn't have done it. That's why I think more and more these days, we need to depend on Jesus Christ to give us more of His Holy Spirit and depend less and less on ourselves and on our programs. We need to cry out for Him to give us more of His Spirit and fill our souls so that we're walking, talking, and doing His will more than our will. The Spirit of God is so crucial to our generation today. So many people are in need of God. So many of us are in need of God. Yet so many of us are walking away from Him, getting distracted because of the Spirit that is at work in our world today. The spirit of lies and deception that the enemy of our soul is working on men. There is no way to thwart these distractions and the power of the enemy without fighting it with God's Spirit. We have no power against Satan and the devils in this world except through Jesus Christ. Our power lies alone in Him. We have nothing in ourselves. There is no way we can fight against the tides of distractions that's against us today without the Spirit of God. Don't think your lack of interest in prayer is a coincidence. Don't think your lack of interest for the things of God and the lack of desire to completely follow Him is a coincidence. This is all the work of the spirit of the enemy of our soul. He is at work at getting man completely distracted away from God. He doesn't want us glued to God because that's where our power lies. If we tapped into God for good, Satan's in trouble. He will have you as his enemy now. You will be more powerful than he is, and you might end up taking some of his followers away from him in the process. So his main agenda is to distract you. As much as he can, he's going to do it. The important thing is to talk to the Lord, to talk to him and keep talking to him, even when you feel like you've failed Him and don't even know if you still love Him anymore. Keep talking to Him. All these negative feelings are going to go away if we keep talking to Him. Again, beware of these negative feelings because they are the work of the enemy to keep us away from God. So we need to fight against these negative thoughts and feelings by continuing to talk to the Lord about everything. We need to tell Him how much we need Him and ask Him to help us overcome. Our source of strength is Jesus Christ. Without His Holy Spirit, we are nothing. We are going to lose. The first thing is to cry out to the Lord to send down more of His Spirit, to have Him fill us with more of His Spirit. His Spirit brought the world into existence. His Spirit breathed life into Adam. Without the Spirit of God, we are nothing. We cannot live. We cannot make it in this life without the Spirit of God. It is important today that we ask Jesus to give us more of His Holy Ghost, more of His Holy Spirit. It is important today that we ask Him to send His Spirit upon our country, upon our world, upon our generation, and save us all. Without His Holy Spirit, we will all be lost. We cannot save our own selves. We need the Spirit of God. There is no way we can follow Him or do what He desires for us to do without His Holy Spirit. Remember the apostles hiding from the Jews who killed Jesus Christ. They were so scared for their lives. Remember Peter going back fishing after the Lord rose the third day. Even though he walked and talked and ate with the Lord for a whole 3 years, when he didn't see the Lord anymore, he forgot about his burden and went back to what he knew, fishing. That's all what we're going to end up doing without the Spirit of God. We will revert back to our old ways and our old way of thinking because our flesh is weak. The Spirit might be strong, but the flesh is weak. The flesh is an enemy of God, and it's going to go against God. It's not going to go where God wants it. Without the Spirit of God, we will all be lost. That's why it was so important for the apostles to wait in Jerusalem for the power that Jesus had told them will come to them. When they waited, sure enough, on the day of Pentecost, God poured out His Holy Spirit and His power, and the apostles were no longer the same. They became bold and courageous and powerful. They were able to speak the word of God and preach His word and heal the sick and cast out devils afterwards without a problem. They became true witnesses of the power of God. It is the same thing for us today. We need to wait on Jesus Christ to give us His power. We need to spend more time with Him, to have Him fill us with His Holy Spirit. We need to wait until He endues us with His power from on high. And we need Him to do that all over our world today. We need God's Spirit to change our world today. We need to cry out to Him and say to Him, Jesus, please send us Your Spirit today. Please send us more of the Holy Ghost. We need You. Without His Holy Spirit, we will all be lost. It's so important we have the Spirit of God today. And behold, I send the promise of My Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Luke 24, verse 49. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in Me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without Me ye can do nothing. John 15, verse 5. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Luke 21, verse 36. Prayer. Lord Jesus, I know, Father, that today You are ever desirous to give me Your Holy Spirit. I know that all I need to do is ask You, and it shall be given to me today. Father, I thank You because You are such a gracious God, and not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. I thank You so much, Lord Jesus, for You. I thank You so much that You are such a good God. Thank You so much for Your grace and Your love for me. I love You, Jesus. Please, Lord, I need Your Spirit today to fill me, to fill my heart and my soul and my mind. Please, Jesus, bring me closer to You today and give me the Spirit of God. Give me Your Holy Ghost so that I will do what You want for me to do. I cannot live this life alone. I cannot save my own self. Going to church alone is not enough. Please, I must have Your Spirit. Please, Jesus, give me the Spirit of God in my life today and in my world. I need Your Spirit to touch the hearts of our leaders, our teachers, our young people, and our world. We need You, Jesus. Please, Lord God, come. Come and fill our hearts today. Satan is doing such a havoc of destruction in our society today. He is destroying people's lives left and right and bringing them to hell with him. And he's doing more and more every day. Please, Lord God, give us your spirit. Your spirit is the only thing that's going to change things in our world today. We cannot make ourselves want you. I wish it was that easy. As soon as we think we've done it, here comes the devil distracting us with all kinds of distractions. Is it any wonder we hardly pray anymore and hardly seek your face anymore? It's not a coincidence, Lord. We have the devils in our world fighting against us. Please, Father, save us. Save me. Fill me with your Holy Spirit, Lord God, and save me. I need you. I can't do anything without you. Please, Jesus, save me and fill me with the Spirit of God today. I pray all these things in your sweet and powerful name, Jesus. I thank you, Father. Amen.